Hello, and thank you for joining us at the Digital Dinner Table for the Virtual Leftovers Podcast. I'm Kate Arsenal.
Dad, Cookies.
Huckster.
Matt Man.
All right, first off today, we've got Marvel Phase 4 officially being announced.
Woo! What a bang.
We've got Black Widow set to debut May 1st of 2020.
All right.
And then, following that, in the fall of 2020, we have the Disney Plus show, The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, which I will not be watching because I refuse to pay Disney $6 when they're already making bank on everything else. Fuck off. I get it's cheap, but no. I'm sorry, I have picked up rage at Disney.
Disney owns everything. They'll charge whatever the fuck they want.
That one I might go see in
theaters.
November 6th, 2020, we've got The Eternals.
Yes.
And then, February 12th, 2021, we've got Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings, which means we're going to actually finally get to see who the real Mandarin is.
Possibly. Be nice if we do, but I guarantee.
Let's hope so, man.
That was the name of the terrorist group that kidnapped Tony Stark back in the first Iron Man.
Because they were working for men.
And the Ten Rings that the Mandarin has been using came from Fin Fang Foom. Because he's an alien.
Anyways. Yeah. And then in spring of 2021, we've got the other Disney Plus show, WandaVision. And then Loki in also spring of 2021.
Could have done better on the logo.
A little bit.
Yeah. It just kind of looks like kind of...
That middle one.
It just looks pushed.
That old gothic right there. Oh, man, that'd be perfect.
The end one looks like it's from The Wizard of Oz.
I think a mix of these two would have been all right. End one and the middle one.
So do you suppose with Loki?
The old gothic, but green?
The series, it'll, you know, when it ends, it'll have like Chris Evans, you know, Captain America, showing up to slap him around and put him back where he's supposed to be to restore the timeline.
Might. And then, May 21st, we have Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
Oh, man.
Whose main villain is supposed to be Nightmare.
It would have a dread link to WandaVision?
Okay.
It says direct ties to the WandaVision.
No.
In a yet unknown capacity. Well, it may have Scarlet Witch in it.
Scarlet Witch. She was confirmed.
Well,
what was this?
In summer of 2021, we have What If of Disney Plus, which is
it's gonna
basically
be
the what if of the Marvel universe. Where, like, for example, the first episode is supposed to be about Peggy Carter if she had been imbued with the Super Soldier Serum and not Steve Rogers.
So we might see like a Spider-Woman and...
Ooh!
Yeah.
A female
Hulk. You didn't see that?
I didn't keep reading. The series will be narrated by What Through the Watcher? Played by Jeffrey Wright.
It's going to be narrated by the Watcher.
Yes!
I just need to make sure I...
Yes, and a half yes.
1 second.
What's up?
Sorry, I'm just typing up. I need a...
Oh, see who it is.
Apparently he's not on there. Jeffrey Wright. His name sounds familiar, but... No.
What?
I got...
He looks familiar to me.
No, I've seen him. I've seen him.
In an article I shared a couple of days ago on the book faces.
He was Shaft.
Listed a lot of, he was in Shaft. Sam Jackson was Shaft.
Mm. Yeah. Well, there's been more than one Shaft. There's too many Shafts.
A lot of James Bonds.
Yeah.
Okay. Hunger
Game.
Okay. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
Not sure.
We'll go down.
Yeah. No, it's too late. I've already moved on. Okay. Anyways.
Moving on.
And then, not finally. Wish it was. Disney Plus will have Hawkeye in fall of 2021. And then Thor, Love and Thunder.
Female Thor?
That surprised me. Natalie Portman coming back.
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
And she's going to be a Thor.
Why her?
Like, seriously, recast Jane Foster. I don't think it'll bother us that much.
Yeah, it's not going to hurt my feelings. Mm-hmm. I mean, they recast Rhodes between Iron Man 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
They should have never done that.
He said next time wasn't online for 12 years.
Yeah, no,
I don't know.
Yeah.
And I think part of the reason why they're doing it is because that was, I guess, a fairly popular thing that they did in the comics.
Oh, okay, so
it was a big segue. Are we going to get that outfit?
Yeah.
Probably not. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, are they going to keep the whole thing about her having cancer?
So we have...
when she was Thor, she was fine. No problem. But as soon as she went back to Jane, cancer was kept kicking back in.
Hold on.
What is this?
Century.
I know, but...
We want to see. Those are Marvel characters we want to see.
Oh, I can't.
Or at least the people at ScreenCrush.com.
I doubt we'll see Sentry.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, doubt we'll see Moon Knight.
Moon Knight.
In the Thor Love and Thunder movie, I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Which I doubt we'll see most of these, because, again, I'm pretty sure Namor still belongs to the Universal.
I think so.
Universal, or was he part of the Fantastic Four?
I think he was part of the Fantastic Four. Mm-hmm.
Since they haven't done anything with him, I doubt that they would still have the rights.
These guys are pretty greedy. I bet they probably held on to Namor.
Well, they can only have the rights and stuff for so long without doing anything with them before the rights revert back.
Never done anything with them.
Neither Fox nor.
But even if Marvel
does. Had Namor, never did anything with it.
Yeah.
But even if Marvel does have it again, like this thing points out, they probably won't do it because DC already made Aquaman, so they don't want to.
Copycat!
Captain Marvel! Sorry, what? Wonder Woman? What? I don't know. Anyways, then we have the Invaders.
Someone's.
She-Hulk!
She-Hulk!
I've been down for a She-Hulk movie.
Fuck yeah.
Squadron Supreme.
Ooh, yeah. Mm.
Taskmaster, which we will be seeing in
Black Widow.
Yeah, we'll get to that though. We're almost there.
Test.
All right.
Probably won't see Madrox.
Yeah, Multi-Man.
Probably won't see him.
Won't see a Multi-Man.
I'm saying we probably won't, because these are all X-Men characters now.
We'll probably see a Multi-Man.
He's part of the X-Men. Then let's do
Thunderstrike, huh?
Really? Okay.
Hey, you mind, Kat? Anyways.
We're podcasting over here. Rude.
So anyways, I'd be down to see a lot of these characters show up, but I doubt they will.
Yeah.
Unlike
Taskmaster in the latest Black Panther.
That's not what he looks like.
Also, that's not what he looks like in the movie, if anybody's curious.
No.
That's him in
the Spider-Man game.
Yeah, that's him in the PS4 game.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like,
Don't worry,
Yeah, no, Connor
I
kept
still
on.
Said he was a video game.
Yeah. The wrong video game, but whatever.
Shut the fuck up!
Anyway, so there's been some recent leaks on the Black Widow movie. Where are they?
Doesn't have this one.
It's over here. About Taskmaster. Supposedly. There isn't really a whole lot of it's definitely Taskmaster, but I don't...
There's a difference. There's the concept part looks pretty good.
I don't know.
God, that's his costume.
No, just look.
I hope that's
closely.
Not the actual Taskmaster.
See,
I mean, it's
see?
Not horrible once you actually get a better photo of it.
If
but
you better,
I hope that's like non-CGI.
There's gonna be CGI.
This is a. It's a leaked photo that it's there's no. You've broken me here by saying that. Also, pointing out these pictures when we're on a podcast, we're great, guys.
You're welcome.
Anyways, For anybody who's actually in this room with me, so the podcast people, yeah. Does that not look like Lord Zedd from Power Rangers?
Very close.
It looks like a blue Lord Zedd.
That is exactly what that looks like. Anyways, yeah.
But he's still, you can still see he has a hood.
Yeah, you can see he has a hood in this. And, yeah,
right, but it's not on. Don't worry. We'll see.
I don't know how the hell they got the idea that, you know, whoever leaked this claims that's the Taskmaster.
I mean, well,
I mean,
I don't know. This photo kind of looks like his face mask. And then the hood.
But if you look at the concept art.
I don't know. Concept art? There wasn't any concept art.
Not in here. You gotta look it up.
I'm not. But I don't. You stupid son of a bitch.
Yeah!
Causing all kinds of fucking problems that I don't even have any problems with.
Mumble all you want.
They can't even see our.
I mean, I'm all for, you know, them updating the costumes. To make it more, slightly more realistic to work in, you know, a live action setting.
Right there.
Seriously?
The one right in front of you. Yeah.
What the fuck is this, Google? Hold on. Don't do this.
That's what he's just seen.
No, I mean, what is this? What is all this? I don't like this. Anyways, that is some bullshit.
See if that makes it go away, the X.
It just makes it fully go away.
Why does he have a shield?
Well, Taskmaster has a shield.
Sorry.
You just got fucking
nerd slapped.
You can't imitate the Captain America fighting styles without the Captain America fighting shield.
Actual picture now. See that? Yeah. It just goes to. Yeah, see?
I don't like it. That's not Taskmaster.
They better find
it's actually not even the. I mean, the mask in the set photo looks better.
Supposed to be, you know,
it's
Vic Rattlehead from Megadeth.
Mm-hmm. It looks like he's getting ready to shred some gnarly.
Also, so Taskmaster dies at the end of this, right?
I hope not.
Where has he been then if he isn't dead? Like, I can't imagine the Taskmaster doesn't pop up.
In the background?
Especially... Not even,
he's like, behind all of this?
No, definitely not that.
Maybe we have seen him.
He's just not in a costume.
If this movie doesn't end with him dead, then he's going to have a vendetta with Black Widow.
Because
it's supposed to be set in the past. So...
Where the...
Well, it obviously can't be set post-endgame.
Exactly. I mean, it's also supposed to be set Budapest,
unless she's a Skrull.
Yeah, we're not going any more into that because I have issues with normal Skrulls.
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think she'd be a Skrull.
Not during
maybe
this part.
The widow that died was a Skrull.
Her blood was red.
Yeah.
They bleed.
I'm sure it probably would have turned back to a Skrull.
Like green?
Well, the agent in Captain Marvel didn't turn back into a Skrull when it was dead.
Yeah, he did.
That's right.
He did.
I don't know, okay.
Alright, moving on.
Anyways.
Let's figure out who's not a Skrull later.
Good nerd discussion, though. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, Skrulls are supposed to be the bad guys, so fuck any of these fucking stupid Skrulls. Whatever. I'm not insulted.
They're probably, ironically enough, the
Skrulls are the ones that...
Imitate motherfuckers.
New series just started this week called The History of the Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
And it's Galactus and Franklin Richards awaiting the final death of our current reality.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And so he's, you know, talking about because Galactus was the last survivor of the previous reality before this one. Before that reality ended in our, you know, ended in its big boom and was our big bang that started us.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, it's about, you know, the first issue set up, I'm thinking that Franklin Richards is going to be taking Galactus' place in the new reality that's going to happen once this one completes its physical.
Hmm.
And, you know, am I going to, you know, because, you know, am I going to remember everything that happened? you know, because I don't want everything to end for nothing if I don't, you know. So they use that as the plot device for Galactus to start revealing the history of things in the Marvel Universe.
Speaking of the son of Sue and Reed Richards, Kevin Feige has officially confirmed that not only is Black Panther 2, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, and Captain Marvel 2 will be coming soon, but so will the Fantastic Four and Blade.
Booyah!
Woo!
With the start with Luke Cage start, I'm gonna butcher that, so I'm just gonna say Mr. Ali is going to be playing the Vampire Hunter in the MCU.
Ali? Mr. Ali?
Is he a prince?
Thanks, you guys.
Yeah. That was he.
As for the X-Men fight, you dropped a massive tease by saying that they didn't have time to talk about
cards.
Mutants.
Yeah, played.
So.
Yeah, I like that. Oh, X-Men's are going to be called. X-Men movie's going to be called Mutants. Somebody did up a Photoshop thing of the slate with all the stuff, and they put Mutants there. I'm like, seriously?
Jeez.
Yep. Idiots.
Anyways.
Blade.
I like
that.
I'm down for Blade.
I mean, it's going to be
in the
different.
MCU. It's going to be accurate.
Yeah.
Hey, what's that?
What?
Pokemon Masters?
We're not going to your weird Pokemon shit. Anyways, moving on from Blade. We've got Doctor Strange into the Multiverse of Madness. With Nightmare as the villain.
So with Olsen's coming in as Scarlet Witch.
Yeah.
Is that actually going to be a thing?
Yeah, it
is. Doctor Strange 2 theory?
What?
Thinks Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man will join the MCU?
No.
Probably not.
As an older, wiser Spider-Man?
Maybe. No.
Actually, I would not mind seeing a live-action Spider-Verse kind of story with Tobey and Andrew Garfield.
Really?
Reprising their roles. I would not be opposed to seeing that.
Yeah. Now that he's older, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe even if he dies and he has to show Miles.
Doesn't really give anything like to the way of hints about what? Okay. Yeah, there's not really many hints on who will play Nightmare.
No, really? So we just gotta wait?
It'll be Nightmare.
I don't think we're ever gonna get anything leaked about Nightmare.
Probably not until we get closer.
Besides us knowing that it's Nightmare.
I think Joe Gilligan from The Misfits would be a good choice.
Hmm. You might need a...
Yeah.
Show them.
See if I can find a picture where he doesn't look like a douche in a freaking fedora. Yeah. It's not the best picture, but yeah. He has a kind of lanky, weird look. Anyways, I don't know.
The dead look.
It seems like there's a lot of things to kind of get entwined into this second Doctor Strange movie.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta hear from Mordo again. We gotta see what's going on with Scarlet Witch.
I can't remember where, but I heard or read somewhere that they might make this one kind of like a horror style movie.
Multiverse of Madness, Nightmare. Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, I would definitely, if they do it on Halloween, I would totally love it. If the movie's based on Halloween, that would be fucking funny.
Yeah, buddy.
Could also introduce the, what's it called? The monsters.
Oh! Shield's monsters. Agents of Fright?
Maybe.
Freaks of the Night. I know who you're talking about. There's the Frankenstein.
Yep.
Werewolf. Living Mummy. No. What?
Monsters Unleashed?
No.
That doesn't seem right. Monster Patrol.
Oh.
I think is what it was. Maybe.
No, I think this is not the right...
This is...
No, that's...
Nope, that's not it either.
Hold on.
No, there was a Howling Commandos.
Howling Commandos, that's...
It was named after Fury's group from World War II.
Up there, with Mordor.
The Legion of Monsters? No. Well, wait, yeah?
I mean, Legions of Monsters, it could be one, too.
Morbius was the big guy in this? Okay. I can go with that. Also, I'm pretty sure it's Ghost Rider, but okay.
Yeah. Well, that's an older one, so... Go with the Howling... Oh!
Yeah, this is it,
right there. Legion of Monsters. There's a Loch Ness... Yeah. Right next to it. Living Mummy. The one picture next to it. Not that one.
I can't even go over.
Over? One more? Yeah.
Huh.
All right. But I think Howling Commandos is Frankenstein.
Also, what were you calling this?
I was looking at the...
No, you. I know, but you were saying...
Swamp Thing. Swamp Thing. Or Man
Swamp
Thing.
Swamp Thing's DC.
Man Thing.
I think your theory on Dead Cookies DC over here being a spy for the DC Comics.
Are we spying cookies?
No.
For DC?
That's fine. I work for them and them. It's all good.
The candy or...
The wrapper?
Exactly.
I'm not telling.
Oh. Anyways, so...
But I will say I knew him back when he was skipped.
Anyways, now, with the actual topic being taken care of...
Too.
And the horrible jokes coming
That's
out.
Just being overplayed now. Let's discuss everything we've learned. Starting with, I need to go on more of a tirade about Disney Plus. Seriously, what the fuck is that bullshit?
I don't know.
Everything was fine. You had everything on Netflix and Hulu and all that. And then you went and fucked it. Shut the fuck up for a second.
Just rip everything.
And then you went and fucked everything by making us all go to Disney Plus for our streaming services. Fuck you. I'm not paying $6 a month for your damn streaming service when I'm already going to pay you guys fucking $1,000 a year just to watch your damn movies.
I am truly sorry, fans, about Cade and Disney.
I just...
Go suck a dick.
Anyways, going off the Disney Plus tirade, what are you guys' thoughts on all the upcoming things?
Fuck Disney Plus. That's fucking retarded. But straight up.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of different studios and whatnot coming up with their own streaming platform service instead of, doing agreements with Netflix and Hulu and the like.
Mm-hmm. You know what's unfortunate, though?
Because if I want to check out, I want to see the new Star Trek Picard series.
Yeah.
Because, Sean Luke's my boy. And I don't want to pay however much it is a month for CBS All Access
Whovian.
Streaming.
Jesus.
Because,
Yeah.
They are all just trying to get their monies.
There's the Star Trek shows.
Huh?
And I think NCIS, are the only ones.
I love that.
Really. And
all right,
maybe Young Sheldon. Hmm? I remember Young Sheldon's on CBS.
Hmm.
It was a Big Bang Theory spinoff.
Yeah.
But I'll find other means to watch the stuff.
True story.
But the unfortunate thing is with Disney Plus is it's going to be successful.
Yeah.
People are going to throw millions of this because it's only $6 a month. You get the entire Disney.
I'm probably gonna do it.
I hate you.
I'm gonna want to watch.
Turn your head just a little bit more this way.
Lean closer. $6 Who the fuck doesn't have $6?
Hey, lean a little bit closer. It's not about not having the money. It's the principle of the matter.
It's ridiculous.
I won't watch them. I'll go on my own site.
Yeah. Not before you get us in trouble. Anyways, it's not the price. The price is great. The price is great. It's the principle of the matter being that no company should just starting up their own streaming services.
Yeah.
And not overcharging for Disney, but other companies are going to overcharge. Because it's going to be the only place you can get their stuff.
True story.
And it's going to kill places like Netflix, which at this point needs to die. I'm kind of over Netflix.
Not till after Lucifer Season 5.
Yeah,
that's... Yeah.
Speaking of... How close are you?
How far?
We're into Season 4.
Finally.
What's the last thing you remember?
Three episodes in?
Can I just point out that... This has, been something going on for most of this tenure of a podcast that we've had. Almost since the beginning of the time that we've had this podcast going.
We're working on it.
You've been working on this. It's just...
He doesn't want to watch it without Donna.
Yeah. Fucking guy. You can just fake your reaction.
That's what I said. Just watch it and then pretend to be surprised when something happens. Exactly. Or even take notes. When this had... Yeah, time stamp 4:32, act surprised.
What? What? Leave the cat alone. I'm going to start playing you with the water bottle. You're making a smash up, you got to grab it. Anyways, moving on.
I don't think I can make it look natural. I really don't.
Of course you can. When something sad, you punch yourself in the junk.
I'm so sad. Anyways, so yeah, we got Lucifer Season 5. I don't know.
Black Widows, I'm definitely
interested. Again, though, I'm willing to go throw thousands of dollars a year towards Disney movies and Marvel movies and everything Disney. Except for the $6 for Disney Plus, because fuck that bullshit.
We'll hear about it. Read about it.
Watch about it.
Yeah, we'll watch it. Yeah. Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. It fills me with so much rage.
We can tell. You spent
I know.
It's okay. You hate Disney.
I don't hate Disney. I hate Disney Plus and that stupid fucking streaming service.
You're scaring your kidney.
Woosa.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of, like I said, I'm not a fan of, exclusive streaming platforms.
Mm-hmm. Just make one.
The whole thing going off Netflix in Marvel was great.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah, and they're still having TV shows going on Hulu.
Which will probably be just as short-lived as Netflix because Disney sucks.
Well, I don't know. Disney when it comes to streaming services. Does own more of Hulu, though.
You got a Disney person in there?
Mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe.
Because the acquisition of Fox.
I can't get in there, so.
You don't know, but he's actually got Mickey Mouse tied up in there. Gag. Bound. He goes in there and kicks him every so often.
And he doesn't know. He can't get into that room.
Not anymore.
Never been able to?
Never.
Uh-huh. I mean, if I really wanted to try, I would, but I don't give enough of a fuck.
So you have no clue what's in there?
Pretty sure it's empty. Anyways, moving on.
Probably people living in there and shit.
They can't get out, so it doesn't matter.
That you know of.
They probably open the door and crawl out from under your desk there.
If they can, you know what? Fuck it. They've earned it.
Alright.
Fuck it. If they're going to do all that effort.
If they're going to be Olympics here, then they've earned it. Anyways,
I'm shocked they haven't stolen anything in this room already.
Gotta get their presents away.
Anyways, alright.
Whoa, back on track. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, if we ever will be.
Anyways, probably.
Somebody's got track. Oh.
We should probably get off the Disney Plus tirade. Yeah. Move on to something.
Anybody else been watching any good movies this week?
I've been watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine. That's pretty much it.
I've been watching old Whose Line Is It Anyways.
Yeah. Wife's been binge watching NCIS on Netflix.
Oh my god, we're boring. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to check out that Godzilla movie from 2014 that I asked y'all about. I
think
you at least would know since you're the Godzilla nut.
I've seen it. I own it.
He asked you guys a question. You guys just completely ignored
him. Is it part of continuity with King of Monsters?
Yes.
Because, you know, I noticed that, you know, the character, you know, the Godzilla design looks the same. Mm-hmm. And at least the one character from the 2014 movies coming, you know, is in King of Monsters. And I said, hey. And none of y'all answered me back. I said, yeah, it's part of continuity.
I didn't think so.
Or whatever. I'm like, you know what? Fuck you guys. I'm going to watch it anyways, you dirty old bitches. Dirty bitch hoes.
Oh, so just a little
have
side
note.
Have you
seen the new one that's came out? King of the fucking Monsters?
That's how I found
holy shit.
That's how I found the one from 2014.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
So I figured I'll watch this one before
do it.
King of the Monsters.
So side note for just me personally, the only Whovian in the room, Doctor Who will be returning for another season, finally.
What the fuck was that word you just used?
Huh?
A what?
Whovian.
Whatever.
Jackass.
Are you from Whoville?
Doctor Who. Swear to God. Hey.
Better being a Who head. Or a Who nanny.
A Who nanny?
Hey, Super Saiyan, shut up.
This is going to be the last podcast because I can't work with these people anymore. Anyways, moving on. Just want to get that in there.
Working implies not getting paid.
Can't volunteer with these jackasses anymore. Anyways.
Anyway.
How's your crappy Marvel movie binging going?
I haven't been binge watching any more movies.
Get sick of them, huh?
Couldn't do it.
I am up to
wife finally decided she was, you know, got distracted by other stuff, I guess. I don't know. But when
he's lying.
When Endgame comes out, we'll probably start all over again.
He's lying. He just couldn't handle trying to sit through those crappy movies.
Yeah, I don't know how you could have slogged through Thor and Thor the Dark World to get bitch about Captain Marvel.
Okay, I had issues with Thor the Dark World, but Thor was alright.
But you still plastered.
I skipped that.
Because I didn't fall asleep in them.
What? I almost fell asleep during Thor.
Yeah.
Thor
Ragnarok. I don't know. I was still pretty hyped up on the fact that we were starting a Marvel Cinematic Universe. So it was... I could amp myself through it. But at this point, we're already well into the MCU. And it's not going anywhere. So it wasn't... I didn't have the adrenaline. Oh my god, there's another Marvel movie connected to this. Didn't have it.
Oh my god, there's another freaking phase.
Anyways.
Gotta work through the phases, man.
Gotta push through it.
I still haven't gotten to Captain Marvel Legends phase, but...
Yeah, I don't... At this point, I'm pretty sure you're never going to. Because, you know, you're a butt weasel and you don't like movies with women.
Especially good movies.
Yeah. Good movies suck.
She made a fantastic Captain Marvel, dude. She really did.
I just want to point out that you were 100% against her being Captain Marvel in the beginning.
I was, until I saw it.
And he's also extremely anti-rat.
We're really going to bring up the rat again?
Where we are.
What about the rat? Never mind the fact there were 14,505 realities where the rat did not step on the console and push the right buttons. We got to see the one reality where it did.
Unacceptable.
What if?
What if what?
Stupid spider.
What if we saw the others?
What if we saw the others? Scott never made it out.
Exactly.
Because one stupid rat stepped on a right button on the fucking, control console. No!
Just one button.
The right series of buttons.
I'm still failing to see exactly how it's so improbable.
That's how! Anyways.
With that note.
Yes, I've had Cat walk across my keyboard and press the right buttons to delete files.
Yeah. It'll happen.
And they're a lot bigger than rats.
Mm. True story.
Come here.
We're doing fucking bullshit. Whatever.
Yeah, he's perfectly okay with all this other fantastical crap that happens. It doesn't kill people that, you know, real life would. But something that could happen in real life.
Like I have.
Oh my god, this is so unbelievable.
It's unrealistic. It's not unbelievable.
Unrealistic. Really? I'm going to go start walking around Hanford looking for radiated spiders. I want to be goddamn Spider-Man.
Yeah, let's do this.
No, it's got to be
anybody
in New York.
Working on a gamma bomb out there? I'm going to turn into a big range monster.
It's got to be in New York, and it's got to be Oscorp. If you want the spider. For the gamma bomb, I can't remember where that was placed.
Wasn't
in New York.
It's out in the desert somewhere. I don't remember.
Pretty sure it was
inside Nevada.
Might have been. Might have been Area 51.
I think it was.
This place that's about to get stormed.
Yeah, let's not get too far into that again.
We don't want to be on the list.
Oh, no.
Anyways.
You know what? If it happens on a Thursday, we're probably still going to be here podcasting.
Hearing about it.
Outside of Area 51.
No, we're not. Yeah. That's not a thing. Trust me.
No,
anyways.
We're going to be in the safe, comfort basement.
That's not the only issue I have with Infinity War and Endgame and all that. I also have an issue with everyone blaming Star-Lord for everything.
It's his fault.
Not only his fault, he's not the only one that could have done things differently.
He sure never punched that motherfucker.
And Doctor Strange could have teleported his ass several feet away because he obviously wasn't necessary for that.
Yeah.
Tell me you wouldn't have done that if you found out your love got killed.
Maybe.
And locked off his hand that way.
Doctor Strange could have chopped off Thanos' hand.
Or we saw it happen earlier in New York against Cole Obsidian.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or another big one, Thor could have went for the head.
He could have aimed for the head.
There was plenty of things that went wrong in Infinity War.
Took him 5 years.
Fuck you people that say that it's all Star-Lord's fault. It wasn't all his fault. Yes, he was at fault. But he wasn't the only one. Maybe a nebulous fat ass mouth shouldn't have been saying what she was saying.
It's fucking Peter's fault, okay? He should have never got on the ship.
Yeah.
Alright.
You guys seen that really old movie Alien?
Shit could have been different if he would have stayed on Earth.
I always feel like
he could have been there to help.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that's exactly how I always feel.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Now go ahead.
No. I'll let you be happy for once.
Well, that's not a thing. Anyways. Let's see, what else is there going on?
Zombieland Constantine finally got a trailer.
Is it all the same people? Right.
The Netflix Invader Zim movie. Dropping August 16th.
Dope.
Nice.
Enter the Force.
Dope.
Yeah.
Shared trailer on Facebook.
Shit.
I don't remember if I think we already about him being added to the cast of Legends of Tomorrow.
Yeah. As a full time.
Oh.
I know we don't generally talk about, DC. Even though we have a spy right here in our midst.
It's true.
But,
I saw his credentials.
Got some new slate of three new animated movies coming out
next year.
And the first one is Superman Red Son, based on miniseries of the same name, where instead of landing in Kansas, he lands in Soviet Russia and is raised to be communist in Stalin's Russia. So I'm hoping that turns out close to the source material. And then there's going to be a kind of sequel to the Justice League Dark movie.
Dope.
I forget what it's called at the moment.
I've seen Hush.
I got it rented, but I haven't started to watch it, but I had other shit going on. So
be ready to be confused.
Yeah, I read the comic miniseries or crossover series story of it, so yeah.
All I gotta say, it wasn't what I was expecting. Kate already knew what happened.
Have any of you guys seen that show Legion by any chance?
Not yet.
I've heard about it.
If you start watching it, so, get ready for a mind fuck.
So here's the thing with the Hulu shows that are not even just Hulu. I'm actually pretty sure calling them are Fox.
Yeah.
Marvel's doing really bad on TV shows about quote unquote mutants because they haven't actually used the terms for it.
I was pretty drawn in.
I haven't watched Legion yet. I haven't watched Legion yet, but I'm talking about like The Gifted,
New Mutants.
Stupid show.
No, not Mutants. Runaways.
Runaways.
Yeah.
That's the one I was thinking of instead of
Inhumans. They just, I don't know, it's not working.
This one, though.
yeah, that was supposed to be because they, since, you know, MCU didn't have, you know, Fox had the X-Men's. We're going to introduce the Inhumans, you know, try and get the Inhumans to be the mutants, or whatever, for the MCU. But, yeah, we saw how well that took off.
Yeah. So, I don't know, I'm not...
They were even, why they cut down on X-Men titles a few years ago, was to try and start pushing the Inhumans titles and stuff, was to get, to increase their prominence for, you know, for the MCU.
They probably should have put it in the MCU instead of making up a TV show, because...
Well, they, you know, if they hadn't gotten the
They massacred my boy Lockjaw!
If they hadn't gotten the deal for Spider-Man, we would have had an Inhumans movie in the MCU.
That would have been different.
Because where the Inhumans show came before the deal.
I think so.
No. And it's because of the deal that they bumped the Inhumans movie out of the slate and said, well, let's go ahead and put it on.
They definitely could have chose better actors and better CGI and better everything. Mm-hmm. Better everything, because that was horrible.
Every single goddamn thing, man.
Seen Inhumans. I don't think I've seen Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. since
they massacred Lockjaw.
Like,
mid-season 3, I think, is about the time we gave up on S.H.I.E.L.D., which is ending with season 7.
I think me and Connor made it halfway through the first episode of Inhumans and just
threw up and...
Couldn't do it. It was so bad. Just everything looked horrible.
I'm sad to say I've watched a clip of the new Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh.
They made Coulson a cyborg.
Oh, yeah, already was.
No.
It was.
Like,
one was supposed to be like an evil clone cyborg thing or something like that. So there's two Coulsons.
I get that, but he was already.
Not like.
Still life. Cyborg. Still cyborg.
Okay. Not, full on cyborg. No human fucking parts.
Yeah?
That's not a
cyborg. So robot. The man
robot. Life model decoy. LMD. Cyborg is a cybernetic organism. That means there's
fine,
organic bits
fine
in there.
Sir, he was a fucking robot.
Perfect.
Moving on.
Well, hold on, like C-3PO or...
He was a Roomba. Useless. He was back and forth, okay?
Yeah. Like, bouncing into things, changing direction.
Exactly. Making a mess.
Bump and go.
I really want to see Ghost Rider get recast, though. I want to see new Ghost Rider. I don't want to see Robbie Reyes.
Different Ghost Rider. From a different dimension.
Bring back Johnny Blaze.
Maybe it's a comic. I know Dan Fetch Ghost Rider is coming, but I think that's in the comics, though.
Yeah.
Give it a nice big budget. Make it a fucking banging ass movie.
Also put Norman Reedus as Blade.
You don't want Nick Cage as Johnny Blaze?
No.
Norman Reedus.
No. Nick Cage is fine, though. No. Stay the fuck away from the MCU. Your little thing with...
Hey, I got it. He could play...
what about Keanu?
Hyperion in Swagger Supreme.
I think Keanu can bring that one.
He wanted to be Superman. Yeah. And Hyperion is Marvel's answer to Superman. So he could play Hyperion.
How about...
I am so
disgusting.
Good thing we just can't get all this.
That man, you have been voted off the island.
Am I the weakest link? Goodbye.
Yes. Yes.
Your private has not made the cut.
No, because controversy sells, and this guy's all controversy because he's saying bullshit like that.
And he has a pet rat that steps on buttons in the correct sequence.
Dispel launch.
Just one rat.
Just the one.
No.
Oh, so no. Rude.
No.
How are you going to leave a guy hanging?
Don't touch my hand. No.
Yeah.
That doesn't count. That was my wrist.
Counts.
It's a what?
It's only totally harder than your hand. Touch.
Yep. That's so much. Punch in the foot is still counts. So
anyways.
But no, Ghost Rider, yeah.
Norman Reedus is as Joey Blades.
Absolutely. Ow. Totally down to see that.
Keanu Reeves could be Nightmare. So I got the long black hair.
What about the Defender?
Whoa. Bogus.
I thought he
what?
More
bogus.
No, sorry.
It's Jared Leto.
Yeah. I'm not good with names!
Not to be confused with Jay Leno.
Yeah, with that chin. He'd be better off as the Tim Jing Chan.
Whoa.
Yeah, I got nothing for that. Anyways. Well, so are we thinking Blade's going to definitely be in the MCU and not in Sonyverse?
Yeah.
Because we're still not going to call it the stupid bullshit that you guys came up with that I can't even remember anymore.
Well, that it doesn't matter anymore now.
Oh, is it
the Sonyverse?
Sony Universe. Sony's universe of Marvel
characters.
Yeah.
That's
dumb.
It's
just no one's gonna call it that. We're gonna call it the Sonyverse because we're smart. Anyways,
we're call it the SMCU, Sony Marvel Cinematic Universe.
That would have been better, but no.
No. They want to call it some bullshit name.
Sony's Universe of Marvel characters. Fuck off! Anyway.
Are we going to call this a rant cast?
Rant cast? That works.
Rants and raves is what I'm at, man.
There we go.
That's mostly been you ranting and raving.
Yes.
Rants and raves are capers.
I've just been flipping shit.
Yeah. Anyway,
I mean, we've just been causing.
Any fans, Star Wars fans, if you like the character Grand Admiral Thrawn, the third Thrawn novel dropped Tuesday. Ebook, audiobook, hardcover. Finally got the audiobook tonight from audible.com.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet because I got it just before having to leave for the podcast. So I know what I'll be listening to for the next couple of days.
Well, since it seems like we're pretty much out of things to talk about, might as well make a couple of small announcements. For one, Madman himself has a new podcast for himself.
Ramblings of a Madman.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I also have my own podcast, which is... Morning Meltdown.
Alright.
And then I also have a YouTube channel called Kate Arsenal. And then the this page, Virtual Leftovers, also has a YouTube account called Virtual Leftovers. And Dead Cookies over here has a YouTube account called Dead Cookies. Still working on Ugsters because he has very unrealistic expectations of his logo.
Hey, I'm just saying.
Speaking of Kate.
Demonic Samurai? Come on, man.
But
it's not that hard.
It is when you got a thing of copyright and legal shit, man. Anyways.
We should I don't know.
Slap some horns on him, slap some wings on him, put a sword in his hand. He's a demonic samurai.
If we can get it figured out in your head. Anyways.
Whip out some Photoshop on that bitch.
Mm-hmm. Only problem is, like, any image you find of a samurai, of a demon samurai to be specific, is all copyrighted. Which is why I told him to draw one, that I could figure something out with Photoshop by that, but...
Mine was easy.
Fine, I finally got pencils.
Anyways. You're the one that wanted the demon samurai for... your made-up word.
Technically, aren't all words made up?
They are, until they're found.
I hope you choke on your cigarette.
Don't be part of Kane's rant.
He's been part of the rant the entire time.
He's just not a rat fan. It's all good.
You're not a fan of Fuller.
Hey, check this out. Power Rangers original Red Ranger reveals why he decided to return for Beast Morphers.
Really?
Really.
Fun.
Austin St. John. Yeah, buddy. He's a little chubby, though. Look at that. He's a little chubby, buddy.
He was always a little chubby. But did anyone even know there was a Beast Morphers?
Yeah. It's the 26th season of Power Rangers.
And then he
Are they really considering it seasons?
Apparently.
Instead of series? Because they're all different series with different people. Okay.
And then would eventually return as Zeo Gold Ranger in Power Ranger Zeo. Nice.
Yeah, he was definitely that. I remember that.
Nice. He must be bored with life.
Yeah, I forget where, but there's going to be an exclusive 2-pack of Tommy as the Green Ranger and a Rita Repulsa era putty. Figure two-pack coming.
I really wish the other figure in the two-pack was going to be the White Ranger too.
Green Ranger is the one, I forget what episode it is, but one where he's got the helmet has silver trim instead of his usual gold.
See my little piece of nerdy gold up there that I found at GameStop? It's Power Fist.
Oh, the Power Fist from Fallout. Yeah, mm-hmm. He doesn't.
Oh, he doesn't play Fallout?
He doesn't.
He's not a gamer.
Damn.
I don't have a console to game.
Oh, shit. Anyways.
I've put in some entries to a DC sweepstakes thing where one of the prizes is a Shazam-themed Xbox One Z.
So you guys are talking about me being a freaking spy while Mattman's over here.
Trying to
blow job.
Trying to
give them a
blowjob. He's trying to screw money out of DC. You're over here giving them free publicity.
What are you talking about? This does not look like a DC
this
character.
This is an audio-based podcast. Nobody can see your shirt.
Fuck.
You literally call yourself Dead Cookies, a.k.a. DC.
Could have, you know, would have only been more obvious if he called himself Distinguished Competition.
Yeah.
It would have been... He could
from Matt Man,
or he
the guy who...
Detective Comics.
Yeah, if he really wanted to be just blatantly shelling for him, he could have been Detective Comics. He's dramatically rolling backwards in the chair that won't fit up.
You got stuck by a pair of slippers.
It's all right. He's a slow one, so it's okay.
But we still
coming back over.
Anyways, I do think that with it already almost being the hour, and we're out of things to talk about.
And thank you.
You guys.
And we're making the DC spy feel bad.
You guys suck.
And I've ranted and raved.
And thank you to Greener Thoughts for...
Yeah, also thank you for Greener Thoughts.
And thank you for listening to all our podcasts. It's very
fun. Go check her out.
We do appreciate you listening to us so much.
You may want to rephrase that, sir. That could be construed as sexist.
Go listen to her podcast.
Go listen to them.
Yes, please. And if anybody else is listening to us all the way to the end, go check out Greener Thoughts.
Also, go check out Ramblings of Madman and Morty Meltdown. Morty Meltdown only has one episode right now, but you know, it's okay.
It's only a minute, 16 second long trailer. That's mostly to help get me distributed to more locations before I drop the first episode, which you got two more locations added just tonight, so.
This isn't a size competition, but mine's an hour long.
Ironically, I've got 27 likes on my freaking...
This is not a measuring competition, but... You know,
I got an hour. I've got like 27 likes on my the Ramblings of the Batman Facebook page, but only 4 listens to the trailer. What the hell?
Oh, shit. That's rude.
Okay. I know, and I'm wondering if it's the same amount of listeners that we have.
Yes, it is. But and we have more people liking our Facebook page.
Yeah, buddy.
We have more people liking our Facebook page, and we still only have 4 listens. So, you've got actual people listening to yours.
Yeah, but all the ones that like my page are all on my friends list, not some of y'all's friends.
None of my friends listen to this.
None of my friends.
They don't like me enough.
No. They tolerate me.
Only person that we don't know is Greek. Only person that I'm pretty sure is listening that you don't know is Greener Thoughts. I bet you everybody else that listens to this podcast is... we should end it because I'm still ranting and raving.
This feels like it's going to...
So this is just... This is a Crash and Burn, which I'm pretty sure will be the actual title of this. It's just Crash and Burn.
Crash and Burn.
Alright. Anyways, thank you guys for listening. Bye!
We're dingoes!
Laters.
Why?
Dingoes ate my baby.
No, stop! Just bye!